Warning. The following show contains explicit language.
Da-na-na, show intro!
Are you ready?
This place is an X-File, wrapped in a cover-up and deep-fried in a paranoid conspiracy. There will be zero contact with the outside world.
Do what?
If God hasn't stopped you, the government will.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Radio X, John Ritter's RadioX.com, Wednesday night, June 13, 2012. Tonight on the show, if only we were live. I'll tell you about that later on in the program. It's all a part of the breaking news theme that before the show tonight we had posted up. And it's all about Ritter's and what would have happened if we were live at that time. I know it sounds a little wackadoo crazy silly, but yeah, I'll tell you all about that. I'm not going to hide it from you. I just want to bring it up in a little bit. If you want to be a part of tonight's program, here's the way that you can do so. You can tweet the show, follow us on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook. You can text us. And you can Skype us. Here's you can follow us on Twitter. Go to twitter.com and then find us, Radio X Show. You can like us on Facebook at going to facebook.com, clicking in the search box, typing Radio X Show. You can text us with your telephony, 516-690-7469, 516-690-SHOW. You can even call us and leave a message. It doesn't, I don't know what the hell happened. At one point, it was great. You'd call it. You'd go on the air with us. But digital issues. We were off the air for about 3 months. And I decided not to handle the phone issue much more. It was a little too much to hassle. But it'll go back, I think, at one point. Maybe. We'll see. But you can't leave us a message. You can chat and BS and do whatever about there. It's all good. And, yeah, I think we can, you can Skype us, too, if you want to hit us up on the Skype. This is worldwide. Now, if you're down under and you're listening into the show live, if you're in England, if you're in California, if you're over anywhere in the world listening into the live program, you can Skype in now. Our screen name, wait for it, Radio X Show. I know. Yeah. So that's the dilly tonight. If you want to be a part of the show, those are the ways for you to do so. I've been trying to shill out some more stuff from the Radio X Show Shop Zone page. And if you go there, shopzone.radioxshow.com, you can see some of the cool things over there. Michelle actually just bought the help she bought last week. I think she said she bought the pajama pants and stuff. So that's going to be out going to her, I think, in the next couple of days if it hasn't left the shop already. Yeah, I saw some of the things in there and I'm like, wow, this is some good stuff. So, yeah. I was actually thinking about buying some shirts and then just doing some giveaways, but I'll end up using them. Sorry, guys. I'm not going to lie to you. Like the shirts they got there. So, whatever. Anyway. So, apparently, for those of you who tuned into the show last week, now, mind you, again, we've talked about this time and time over. This is not the way the show runs and operates. We do not like talking about what we did last week. We're not a recap program. But last week on the show, I had a little bit of words about the music from the program. And Harry, I think he gets the picture. Harry running blah blah station, I don't know. But you know he needs to, like, tell me things. Because I have no memory. I get a text from her saying, what did you do? So I told her to just download the show and listen for yourself. don't like busting chops, but it's fun sometimes. And I guess he had a blast with it. He didn't cancel the show, I don't think. Did he? We'll see. The night's still young. You never know what can happen. I mean, shit, for all I know, I could play a song like this. And he may sit there and, like, grab a Q-tip and try to stab his ear out. Although, this is Moby. I could dig this. Listen to the beat. Yeah, listen to that. Uh-huh. I could so dig this for the next 2 minutes. That's what I should do. We should just play songs and talk over it all night. That's professional. Oh, hold on, wait. Am I still... I can't believe I'm still picking on him. Hit it! Yeah! Yeah! Oh, yeah. A great tune. Dead or Alive, Brand New Lover. Waka, waka, waka! Alright, seriously, it's we're gonna be back. Whitney's on her way. She'll be here in a little bit. And we'll have a little bit of fun here. This is the Radio X Show. I'll be honest with you, I have no idea why all this shit music is on. Here's some Priest for you. Radio X.
Go Ecky.
John and Widow's Radio X.
Go Ecky.
Following the show on Twitter? Why not? It's real simple. Just go to twitter.com/RadioXShow and follow us. With show updates, other fun anecdotes, and more, follow us at twitter.com/RadioXShow today.
Are you bored with the beverages currently on the market? Are you a curious adventurer that wants to try something new? Well, give Urine Ice a try. Peed by real mountaineers in the Rockies, its light, salty taste really hits the spot on a hot summer day. Non-alcoholic and packed with nutrients, Urine Ice is the perfect end to a shitty day. Prison testing shows that Urine Ice drinkers have fewer fights and are not taken as bitches due to the odor they emit. Come on, you've been curious, and we've all been that thirsty. Urine Ice. Is it in you?
Salty, sweet, drink it neat. Urine Ice!
Radio X!
Hey, jabroni. Know your role and shut your mouth.
Radio X!
Candy.
Let me be.
You're playing crappy music still. Have a little bit of fun with that.
This generation rules the nation with version.
Although I don't know how we could call this crappy music.
What the fuck is that?
What?
Oh, wait, no, I know what it is now.
This is like, I don't know. Alright, let's fade this out.
Last summer, instead of simply filling my iPod with great audiobooks from Audible.com, I hired a gentleman to read to me as I drove. He spent half the time asking me to pull over so he could take his picture with street signs. And the guy butchered Tina Fey's autobiography, Bossy Pants. Don't make the same mistake I did. Go to audible.com/theonion and download your first audiobook free. That's audible.com/theonion. A cancer victim is given a second chance at death. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Lung cancer victim Ron Lichter was given a second chance at death today after his breathing tube clogged with a plug of his own mucus and nearly failed to keep him alive. Dr. Steve Belrossi managed to resuscitate the gaunt, hollow-eyed patient and now says Lichter will face death anew.
Before we got him breathing again, Ron had a look in his eye like, this is the end. But he's got another week, maybe two, and in that time, he can look forward to a whole new opportunity to experience death.
Lichter's new outlook on death will entail staring at the ceiling and consuming hospital cranberry punch through a plastic tube. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Yes, I'm here to listen to the Depeche Mode and be in the tent and touch and feel.
John and Winters, it's the Radio X Show.
Radio X, John Witters, and a walking bear. Oh, it's true. Radio X. picking up where we left off in 1973. Cows and blizzards and whatever, I don't know. I saw a nice sign on the way home from work today. There's a gas sign. It was like 3:43.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, in some parts of the country, that's like, wow, that's freaking expensive. Which is also a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be the White House saying, shit, we need to figure out what the hell to do here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to move out. So, I don't know.
No idea.
By the way, the lovely voice on the other side of the radio show is mine. The one eating is Whitney.
Hey, I didn't eat anything all day long.
What are you eating?
Taco Bell.
Oh! Alright, on that note. Maybe we should just do this. Oh, by the way, Christy just retweeted our desperate attempt at Facebook to try to get us. Leave us messages, 516-690-SHOW. Skype us at Radio X Show. Buy us candy. Damn it, just say hi to us. Obviously, I'll get all the candy because Whitney's satisfied right now with her yum yums.
I love Taco Bell.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say that she has left us a voicemail.
Yay, voicemails!
I think. I have to check it out. How do I check out the voicemail? Anyone know?
No idea.
Me neither. Oh god, I hope this is the password. Haven't used it in like 8 years. Okay, got it. Is this it? Oh yeah. Alright. I think this is her. Yeah, I have to learn how to download. Where the hell is this?
I don't know.
Show in folder. Okay. All right. So two guys walk into a bar. Yeah, let's see if this will work. How do I do this? Anyone? Anyone? Here it is.
I have no idea.
Oh, no, that's it. This is it. Radio X, telephone me. And, gee, area code 201 with a voicemail. I wonder who it is. I wonder where it is. Because it's gone. I don't know what happened to it. Yay, technology! I swear to God, I was here. Alright, let's try. I think this is it here. Alright, let's see. Alright, fake call, you're on the air.
Hi, Radio X. What's going on? You'll never guess who this is.
Hold on, wait.
Wait.
I'm guessing.
Oh.
Hold on. Damn it, I wish I had a clue. Alright, it's Christy. Hang on, let's play the rest of it.
I just wanted to say that I wish it was 2007 again.
Give it an election. It'll be 2007 all over again.
Anyway. And we were still doing shows together.
No, you don't. She's just saying that. Yeah, that she's trying to fire you. What do you think?
I don't know.
Too bad you have that ironclad contract.
But even I can't get out of.
I'm an adult now, and I have to go to bed soon.
Wait, did she just call herself an adult?
Wait, does that mean I'm not?
Uno, dos, tres, catorce.
Wow! All right, time for the Radio X news headline.
Leave the news today.
Ripped from the front pages of newspapers across the globe. It's time for today's news headline of the moment.
Apparently, this news headline is brought to you by Dora the Explorer.
Woo!
Because, you know, we're not adults.
Also tonight, one of the Russian foreign breaking news.
And here with your, news headlines. Boots.
This story is actually brought to you by my dinner. If you thought Taco Bell was addictive, this could have something to do with it. Corrections officer Travis Wilbur of Indiana allegedly used Taco Bell wrappers to sneak drugs into prison over the course of his year-long employment at the Plainfield Correctional Facility, WTHR reported. Officers at the facility arrested Wilbur on Wednesday as he attempted to bring in marijuana and Suboxone?
Uh-huh.
A narcotic. Hidden in black electrical tape surrounded by the fast food wrappers, cops said. Wish TV reported that facility personnel were tipped off to Wilbur's alleged scheme, trafficking the drugs to inmates. He was charged with marijuana possession, trafficking with an inmate, and dealing controlled substances. All felonies. Wilbur has been employed at the prison since March of 2011.
But not for much longer.
Nope. That's so funny.
This could not have been planned any perfectly.
No, it couldn't have. Oh, this one's even better. A Missouri woman caught shoplifting hoped to steal an opportunity to cook up some meth, police said. KSDK reports that an unidentified woman detained for shoplifting at a South St. Louis County Walmart started cooking meth in a 20-ounce soda bottle while she was in the store's holding area, according to authorities. Meth is flammable, so the store was evacuated and temporarily closed as a safety precaution, the station reported. The sergeant on the scene that helped to dismantle it said that it was cooking when they showed up and had the potential to become flammable or blow up at any time, St. Louis County Police Lieutenant Mark Cox told KMOX. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported that the woman was not caught shoplifting anything related to the meth production. Cox told the paper that the number of people cooking small, portable quantities of meth is on the rise, but in this case, it was still abnormal. Taking it into Walmart is very unusual, he said.
Going into Walmart's the unusual part.
I go to Walmart all the time.
With meth?
Well, not with meth, but...
What do you go with?
I don't know.
No.
I have the right not to say anything incriminating about myself.
Which is incriminating in itself.
In and of itself, yeah.
Well, going to Walmart, I think, is incriminating.
No, it's not. It's
really?
Cheap. Walmart is cheap. If I can get something for $3 cheaper than anywhere else at Walmart, I'm going to buy it at Walmart.
Including meth?
Including meth. Michael Ruse's attorney says his client needs help with regards to thinking skills, and there's a good reason why. The 21-year-old British man on trial for assault was convicted this week after he celebrated getting away with the crime by posting to Facebook, the Telegraph reported. Ruse of Lee Park was on trial for attacking his friend's father with a baseball bat and baton. Reports say Ruse thought he was nearly off the hook when he shared the confession on the social network. "Yeah, I think I'd get away with it, to be honest," he wrote, according to the Daily Mail.
Can you say that in an English accent?
No. I can't talk in an English accent.
Can you sing in an English accent?
No.
Can you tap dance in an English accent?
Yes.
Apparently you can eat in an English accent.
Yes, I can. 6 people liked the update, but one so-called friend saw the statement and printed out the text as evidence for the prosecutors, in effect forcing Ruse to change his plea from not guilty to guilty. Judge Ian Pearson was unsympathetic to Ruse's reckless status update. You pled guilty partway through the trial only really because you were stupid enough to put on Facebook what amounted to a full confession, Pearson said. Ruse was sentenced to 46 weeks in prison.
Idiot. I mean, if you really want to brag, do it on MySpace. No one's on MySpace
anymore. No one would see it then.
Or Friendster.
What the fuck is Friendster?
Or get an old CompuServe account. Hmm. Yeah, no one will get it then. I'm trying to think of... Oh, dial into a news board. Go on ICQ. Dial into a bulletin board. let's put it on something where there's a billion people online. Idiot. Alright, we'll be back at the Radio X Show.
About it.
end of the song. Not really what I was talking about. Oh well. Yeah, I think so too. Oh, let's just go right into it.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
The Radio X Story of the Week.
We are at the number five story of the week. We count down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The Radio X Story of the Week. And then normally we get crappy, ridiculous, horrible stories. This one's actually a fun one for a homeless guy. He's $77,000 richer. After being awarded the cash and gold coins he stumbled upon in a Texas park earlier this year. His name is Timothy Yost. He's 46. He reported the loot in January. He was washing his feet in the Colorado River. According to the Austin American-Statesman, he told cops he kicked the bag he spotted and it jingled. Inside was a mound of wet cash and South African coins. A bank teller called cops after he tried to swap the damp dough for fresh bills. He showed officers where he made the discovery. The city of Bastrop kept the money, though, so the cops could investigate whether a crime had been committed and to try to find the original owner. However, under the common law in Texas, if it's buried and they can't find the rightful owner for the funds within, like, time period, 3, 4, 5 months or something, then the one who found the money can petition to get those funds awarded to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. The city council voted unanimously to give the bounty back to Yost. His attorney, Alita Peacock, told the American Statesman, "It's a great day for Bastrop. It's a great day for Mr. Yost." Except he wasn't present. He's been in jail. Public intoxication, criminal trespass. He told a local TV last month that his first purchase who gets the money would be a car. Said, "I've been walking for so long." Might be bail money instead. Don't know. That's your number five story of the week.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Funny, haha. I'll be back with more, I don't know, stuff. Is that what we do here?
Yes, we do stuff.
We do stuff. It says so in the promo. Radio X.
So your hometown's bringing you down. Or you're drowning in the small talk and the chatter. Or you're gonna step into line like your daddy done, punching the time and climbing life's long ladder. You've been howling at the moon like a slack-jawed fool and breaking every rule they can throw on. But one of these days it's gonna be right soon. You'll find your legs and go and stay gone. Young man, full of big plans and thinking about tomorrow. Young man, gonna make a stand. You beg, steal, you borrow. You beg, you steal, you borrow. Well, all the friends that you knew in school, they used to be so cool, now they just bore you. Well, look at them now, already pulling the plow, so quick to take to grain, like some old mule. Young man, full of big
a steel of all. You're gonna pack your bags, put the miles away. Oh, just grab your girl and go where no one knows you. What will all the old folks say? So the hometown's bringing you down. Are you drowning in the small talk and the chatter? Are you gonna step into line like your daddy done? Punching the time and climbing life's long ladder. Young man, full of big plans and thinking about tomorrow. Gonna make a stand, you beg, steal, you borrow. You beg, you steal, you borrow.
Show the world that you love the show with a Radio X Show fan sign. What better way of showing your devotion to us than by writing on yourself? Grab a marker, write Radio X Show on yourself, take a picture, and send it to the show. Just email John at RadioXShow.com and we'll post the salute on the website.
Radio X!
Hello, friends. Are you short on cash? Need a loan? Teller machine's out of order? Now there's a place for you to go for all your instant cash needs.
The New York City Subway Savings and Loan.
Need a few bucks for the video arcade? Forget to take a five to get into Breaking 3 in 3D?
No problem. Come to New York City Subway Savings and Loan.
No access code to remember.
No security card to lose.
Just hop over the turnstile and you're on your way to big bucks.
And for easier withdrawals, bring a few friends along.
No more waiting for banker's hours.
No more waiting in line.
New York City Subway Savings and Loan, where it's so easy to get a credit card. Just ask.
Yo, yeah, you got any cash on you?
Sure. Here's five, ten. Take everything you need.
How about a credit card?
No problem. I got American Express. It's yours. Would you rather have a Diners Club or Visa?
Yeah, give me a moment.
Don't wait another minute. You could be losing valuable cash. Open an account now and receive this beautiful set of sharpened screwdrivers as our gift to you.
Hey, you, bro, can you let me hold five for a minute?
Sure. You just made my day.
Say, dude, I think you got the wrong teller this time.
The New York City Subway Savings and Loan. Definitely not a member of FDIC.
Hey, if you're having trouble hearing the radio stream, take your fingers out of your ears.
That's a relief.
Except for you. Yeah, you take your finger out of your ass.
That sounds pleasant.
Have you ever hired someone to read a story out loud while you take a shower? Well, it's awkward for everyone. Audible.com has a better way, and their audiobooks don't stare. To try your free audiobook today, visit audible.com/theonion.
An aromatherapist fails to factor in her own falafel breath. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Aromatherapist Brandy Reinhardt misdiagnosed several patients today, ignoring the impact of her own powerful falafel stench. Furthermore, the deep-fried chickpea odor emanating from Reinhardt's mouth nearly undid years of positive aromatherapy for patients like Gloria Bosser.
If she was using this scent to get my attention and make me a little nauseous, then yeah, she was completely successful.
Officials at the American Aromatherapy Association say they plan to revoke Reinhardt's practitioner's license unless she chews some eucalyptus leaves or something. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at TheOnion.com.
The show that's on your side. But then again,
so is appendicitis.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Yay, it's Radio X with John and Winters.
Speak up, biatch.
I can't. I'm all stuffed up and... No.
That's sexy. That's hot.
I'm good.
Radio X here, and you can Skype us, text us, follow us, like us, buy stuff for us, from us, with us, to us, whatever us, and yeah. Just go to our website, RadioXShow.com, get some more info on all that crap.
Yummy.
July 4th coming up in a few weeks. Radio X will not be on the air July 4th.
Why not?
Are you gonna? You want to do a July 4th show?
No.
Yeah. Where would you rather be? Here? Or outdoor around people? Going pop, 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 pop.
Outdoors around people.
So, yeah.
Was that the right answer?
No, but... my son will be here that week, and I'm not going to focus on the show. I'm going to worry about what we're doing here on the show. Screw it. Got enough things going on that week. Last thing we need is yet to add the show. Speaking of things that are going on, the job.
The job.
The job. They went ahead and gave me a new computer.
That's
which, I'll be honest, I've only been pestering the IT guy. I've been busting his chops for about a year. So last night he goes to me, he's like, alright, move all your stuff, anything you need to save, and then we'll do the transfer, and then I'll do it tomorrow. I'm like, I can do it now. Then it took me 5 minutes, because everything I have is on my desktop.
Yeah.
He's like, wow, that was it? Like, yeah, done. He's like, okay. So I'll do it tonight. This morning, and holy crap. They have a... they used to have like a swipe. It used to be, I guess, Kronos. You swipe in and, you know, whatever. They have a new thing. You have to actually log in on your computer.
That is so stupid. That's not new.
Well, you know what I mean. It's new there. So you go ahead and you lock in. You log in and so on and so forth. And the problem with that is that some of the computers there are, I want to say, antiquated.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually one or two of them on petition for historical landmarks. But yeah, that's how old they are. And, I would go ahead and I'd log in and I'd wait 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 and then, finally would go to the page and then I'd click on it and then I'd wait and 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 then, I'd have to click on to punch in.
Mm-hmm.
Took me less than 30 seconds to do the whole process this morning. I'm like, how's it like?
I'm not
repeating it.
Repeating it.
Yeah, but it was pretty cool. I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. It's nice being able to do all that shit and do it in no time. And it took me about an hour, alright, 3 hours to figure out where shit was on my computer. And to set it up and to tweak it and so on and so forth. And apparently didn't have the full Arial font package. It was missing the regular font. So anything that was in a regular Arial was being viewed as italics.
Mm-hmm.
Needless to say, I was going insane for the freaking 5 or 6 hours. I'm like, oh my god, this has to stop. But it was finally rectified.
Well, that's good.
And, yeah. And I don't know how the hell I found a way to put 8 hours worth of work in 4 hours. That first 4 hours, I was just... Let me set my Outlook up, and let me go ahead and set up rules. Let me go ahead and tweak this. I don't like the way the layout looks. I don't like the background. Let me try something else. I'm such a dick. And it's like, I mean, I've had this computer now for 2 years. I'm still tweaking it. Imagine how long it's going to take for me to tweak this thing at work. Yeah. But, it's all fun, and I'm enjoying it. It means I'm going to have to work twice as hard as I can. Grr. Whatever. let's see, it's birthdays time. Let's
do that. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo.
You
look like a monkey. And
you smell like
one, two.
Shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up. I would tell you to kiss my ass, too, but you probably can't find it, you blind motherfucker.
Happy birthday.
Birthdays today. Somewhere on this sheet of paper. Tim Allen, he's 59. Actor Richard Thomas, 61. Malcolm McDowell, 69. Ali Sheedy is 50. Ethan Embry, 34. Sarah Schaub, 29. The Olsons, Mary Kay and Ashley, they're both 26. TV's Hannah Storm is 50. And Bettina Bunge, tennis pro, she's 49 years old today. And now we're running a few shakes late. But what else is new? It's time for today and yesterday trivia. I asked the questions, we didn't guess them wrong. We all stab a cat, and everyone's happy.
Stab a cat?
You know. It's time for the Radio X show today. And I don't know what the hell we're calling this. But anyway, Tim Allen, before he was a comedian, before he became a successful comic, what did he do for a living? He worked for a trucking company. He worked for an ad agency, or he worked for in a medical school. Where did he work?
He worked for an ad agency.
Tim Allen, before he was a successful comedian. Tim Allen. Biggest claim to fame as far as mainstream media is concerned. Home Improvement. Then he became the Santa Claus, but everyone knows him from... Tim the Toolman Taylor from Home Improvement. You say he was an advertising agency person.
Sure, why not?
Tim Allen was in a trucking company. He was in an advertising agency, or he worked for a medical school. Whitney says, ad agency. Survey says... He was a... what the hell was he doing? He's a creative director for an ad agency.
Fun.
Our next question. Actor Richard Thomas, he succeeded in his career despite the fact that he is hearing impaired, legally blind, or dyslexic.
Dyslexic.
Richard Thomas succeeded despite being hearing impaired, legally blind, or dyslexic. You know who's dyslexic? Tony Danza.
Huh, I didn't know that.
Richard Thomas succeeded despite being hearing impaired, legally blind, dyslexic. Whitney said dyslexic? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Survey says he wears two hearing aids. He's partially deaf. And according to Skinflint News, you're using entirely too much kitchen cleanser. What should you do? Clean the sink only once a season, water it down, or cover half the holes in a can with tape. You're cleaning. They're using the kitchen cleanser. You're using too much of it. What do you do? Clean the sink less, water it down, or cover half the holes in a can with tape.
Water it down.
You're using too much kitchen cleanser. What should you do? Clean the sink only once
Stop
a season.
Stop using so
Water
much.
It down. Or cover half the holes in the can with tape. Alternate answer D. Stop using so much, you piece of shit. Alternate answer E. Paper plates. I don't think that counts, though. Whitney says water it down. Skinflint News says... cover half the holes with tape. That's to help reduce the traffic leaving the cleanser can. And that, my friends, is your trivia. We will be back with the Hollywood Report coming up after the break. And then we'll talk to Whitney about if only we were live. Next.
Hey, it's Witters from the Radio X Show, and I want to let you know... where's the rest of the script at? Hey, it's Witters from the Radio X Show. Thanks for... Fuck. Can I try that again? Hey, it's John from the Radio X... I think you gave me the wrong copy. Hey, it's Witters from the Radio X Show, and I want to invite you to listen to the show. How's that?
It's the Radio X Show. Talking rock radio never sounded this weird. Tune in each week to the Radio X Show on this radio station. Broadcasting live every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central.
Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting in the forest.
Uh-huh.
1 second I'm having a smoke. Next thing I know, I'm face-to-face with Smokey Bear.
Wow.
And he told me it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
Did you know 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous and you're not. Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Radio X!
We'll be right back.
sad ass woman to dance and not be dancing with myself.
Too fast. 12-year-old girls with big t's. I mean, what's going on?
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Yay! Radio X with John and Winters. See? I'm bad at this. No one asked for your opinion.
Yelling at the sound effects. That's great. Radio X, ready to wrap up the first hour. Put it in a box.
Oh, Jesus. It's only the first hour?
Yeah, I know.
Listen, hell?
You come in late. That first hour is only 15 minutes long. Not my fault.
It was 45 minutes long, truthfully. And
doesn't matter. Still a lot more.
FML.
F-U.
That's so mean.
I'm mean. I'm not really sure how that's shocked to you.
Yeah, I don't know.
When Ed posted over on the on my Facebook page thing that I think that you would think is funny. Did you see it there, Miss Witt?
No, I'm playing Minecraft. Wait, look, I'm going. Facebook.com. What did you post that I thought you would, I would think is funny? On your page or the Radio X page?
On my page, you fool.
Oh, yes, I think that's adorable.
Two puppies, one's eating the other's face, and on top says bath salts.
Have you seen the song parody one?
No.
Carly Rae Jepsen one?
Oh, no. Ask me again. I'm sure the answer will change.
Well, I was just wondering. It's a picture of a zombie, and it says, "Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my bath salts. Your face is tasty."
Uh.
what?
Sorry. Just no. You know what's funnier than that?
What?
No, I can't say it on air. Can't let the listener hear it.
The listener hear what?
I meant you. I don't know. So I'm on my way to work the other day, right? Actually, I get a text from one of my coworkers. She's like, yeah, you need to go another way. I'm like, what? Yeah, they're all like backed up by the train station on 111, which is the state road by us. So or state road, county road by us. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So I go the long way around. I end up getting to work on time. Apparently what happened is, now, I would like for you and anyone listening right now to go ahead and put your hands, make them as fists.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to take your fists, put them on your knees.
Okay.
This is going to sound a little awkward, but whatever. And spread your legs. Push your hands as far as you can.
Okay.
Now, from where your left fist is to your right fist is...
Yeah?
...is about the size of the SUV that got smashed by the train on the way into work. Yeah, 4:30 in the morning. Kaboom! Yeah, one of the guys at work said, check this out. I'm like, what the hell is that? That's what's left of the SUV that got destroyed. I was like, oh shit, that was an SUV? Yeah. I mean, bam! So they got the detectives there on Monday, I think it was. It's kind of scary. Could you imagine that, though?
Yeah. Well, sort of, but...
But you know what I mean. I mean, like, it's like, how could you... I don't know, man. What condition could you be to sit there and say, hey, what the fuck, I'm screwed, and then not do anything about it?
No idea.
You know, guess what? I know. Surprise, surprise. Guy didn't make it.
Poor guy.
Well, the guy that was driving the car.
Yes. Poor driving car guy.
Well, whatever. Alright, it's time for the, what the hell's the time for? Time for the go home now?
Yay!
Is that what time it is?
Yes.
Can we get a theme to go along with that? Yeah, here we go. Time for the... There's a closing show theme. That's not it.
Really?
Oh, here it is.
Oh, show me those big, beautiful breasts, baby.
I fucking hate you.
What?
I said, I fucking hate you.
It's time for the Hollywood Report.
Holy Hollywood.
And with the Hollywood Report comes free cookies. Oh, no, that's not it. It's time for the Hollywood Report.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation is Mr. Know-It-All.
And, of course, with that, Mr. Misinformation is me.
Yay!
All right, with the first stories here, a little bit of sadness for Jennifer Love Hewitt. Her biggest supporter passed away. Her mom, Patricia, 67, lost a battle with cancer yesterday. Jennifer Love Hewitt, who kept her mom's illness private, appreciated her acceptance of the career decisions she made. For example, mom was able to find her role as a prostitute on the client list. Hilarious. She was like, so let's review. For 15 years, people have been talking about your boobs. Earlier this year, you wrote about your hoo-ha in a book. Now you're playing a crack hole on TV. Her mother was like, do you think maybe you could do an animated movie next? Courtney Cox, innocent at home and mope about news
after her divorce broke yesterday. In fact, she went out with a few friends for dinner in Malibu and then blew it off like nothing had happened. Courtney Cox hit up Nobu with her daughter Coco and another mother-daughter combo, possibly to celebrate their birthdays. Court, 15, Coco, June 13th, those are the birthdays. When we asked about, TMZ, because, you know, apparently we're, whatever. Anyway, when they asked about David's decision to file the divorce papers Friday, even though he filled out the documents back in March, she sarcastically replied, "He did? Oh my God! Idiot." Apparently she didn't see this one coming a mile away. Wink, wink. She's been very vocal, though, about the fact that she doesn't think a reconciliation would work. Well, you know. David Arquette going on Howard Stern, bitching and moaning, whining, complaining. Didn't we say, yeah, let me go ahead and bring you back home. Dick. Another Miss USA pageant contestant coming forward said she heard Miss Florida, Karina Brez, revealed a list of finalists backstage before the top 15 were even announced. The contestant who spoke under condition of anonymity told Fox News, "I saw Florida backstage, and she was very, very flustered and upset. I thought it might like be like, you know, she didn't make the top 15 cut, but at that point she was able to reveal to me at least four of the five names who went on to be the top girls. She couldn't remember the fifth because she was so upset. Several of the girls then started hearing through the grapevine about a list. A lot of people were upset." It all started with Miss Pennsylvania, Sheena Monin. She first accused the Donald Trump-owned Miss USA pageant of rigging the competition last week. She claimed that Brez had seen a list of the top five finalists hours before the live telecast even started. Monin also reportedly texted a pageant official during the show. She felt the contest was rigged. TMZ posted a screen cap of that text, criticizing the contestants from two states that made the top five. He told Bristol Palin her mom was evil and a whore, but now the man who verbally accosted Tara Palin's daughter in a Hollywood bar last year is suing her for defamation. It's all over that infamous encounter at Saddle Ranch on the Sunset Strip back in September when Stephen Hanks shouted to Bristol, "Your mother's a whore." He's pissed because he claims the incident was captured by a reality TV crew that was with Bristol. He says he never signed the waiver and was furious when his image started appearing in ads for Bristol's new Lifetime show, Bristol Palin Life's a Trip. In his lawsuit, he claims that Bristol later gave an interview to a gossip mag and blamed him for causing her to leave Los Angeles and move back to Alaska. He says he can prove she was lying because apparently she already purchased a new home in Alaska 2 months before their encounter. Hanks said that Bristol's statements to the gossip mag hurt his reputation, damaged his career. He's a 47-year-old L.A. consultant. He wouldn't say what he consults on, but he did say that this was not a setup. Now, mind you, I'll tell you this. That last line I got from the story in September, before the TV bullshit happened. So what's he going to do? Sue TMZ? He's going to sue Yahoo Entertainment? Dick?
Yes.
What are you, stupid? Fucking moron. In the suit, he also whines that Bristol accused him of being gay during the encounter. Well, he's kind of acting a little idiot. He saying that she could tell by the way he looked. He's asking for unspecified damages. Maybe someone should consult him. Douchebag. I mean, what was he thinking, you know? Oh, man. Alright. Floyd Money Mayweather just got knocked out by a Nevada judge. He scoffed at the boxer's claim he's withering away in jail, essentially ruling that Mayweather acting like a baby. Mayweather begged the court to let him finish out his sentence for domestic violence on house arrest.
He says he's dehydrated, malnourished, and it's taken a toll on his body, putting his boxing career in jeopardy. Earlier today, a judge denied Mayweather's request, ordering to serve out the remainder of his 3-month sentence behind bars. According to court documents, the judge called bullshit on Mayweather's claim that he's dehydrated behind bars, saying the boxer's condition is self-induced. Water is made available to him 24 hours a day. He also says that the reason why he's not getting calories is because Mayweather chooses not to eat the food provided.
Huh.
And as far as not being able to train at a world-class level while serving his time, the judge said, while the training areas and times provided to Floyd may not be consistent with his prior regimen, he is indeed provided sufficient space and time for physical activity if he so chooses. You're in jail. What do you think?
That's just kind of pathetic. Well, more than kind of, but...
And the one-ball biker star, Lance Armstrong, banned from competing in triathlons, effective immediately over new allegations he participated in a massive doping conspiracy. This, according to the Washington Post, the U.S. anti-doping agency smacked Armstrong with formal charges claiming that him and five of his cycling associates conspired to use and distribute illegal substances from 1998 till 2011. The USADA claims that Armstrong's been using EPO, blood transfusions, testosterone, that's funny, steroids and masking agents, because he only has one testicle. They collected blood samples from Armstrong in 2009, 2010, fully consistent with blood manipulation, including EPO and blood transfusion usage. Armstrong firing back, claiming the allegations are, quote, baseless, motivated by spite and advanced through testimony brought and paid for by promises of anonymity and immunity, unquote. He also said he never doped out, never, unlike his other accusers, I should say, competed as an endurance athlete for 25 years with no spike in performance.
Huh.
They ignore the USADA, quote, ignores this fundamental distinction and charges me instead of the admitted dopers, says far more about the USADA, its lack of fairness, and its vendetta that it goes about my guilt or innocence. Quote-ish, kind of, sort of. And that, my friends, is As the World Turns, or I don't know. One of those stupid soap operas. And that's the way it is, kids. That's your Hollywood report. We've got Whitney babbling, If Only We Were Live. Talk about that next. Where?
On Radio X. Here. Yay.
Another day in this carnival of souls. Another night ends as quickly as it goes. The memories are shadows, echo the page, and I can't seem to find my way home. And it's almost like your heaven's trying everything. Your heaven's trying everything to keep me out. All the places I've been and things I've seen, a million stories that made up a million shattered dreams. The faces of people I'll never see again, and I
trying everything to break me down. Radio X.
If you're looking for a web host, HostGator is the place to go. For just $4.95 a month, you can get started with your very own website. No worries about bandwidth or disk space. It's all unlimited. And the customer service is incredible. Just go to RadioXShow.com, click on the HostGator button to get your own website today. Radio X!
Thank you for calling the Viagra Hotline. You should stop taking Viagra if your girlfriend's raw, if you got it stuck inside a bottle, if you got it stuck inside an animal, if you can no longer wear pants, you can no longer run, hike, or walk, if it keeps on hitting the brake pedal, if it hits the gas pedal, it punctures the driver's side airbag, if it punctures the passenger side airbag, if you got it caught inside an elevator door, if you got it caught in an elevator door in a really tall building, if it knocked over your living room furniture, if it knocked up your secretary, if the neighbors are afraid of it, if the neighbors call it chupacabra, if the neighbors are pregnant. If symptoms persist, carry a photo of Rosie O'Donnell with you at all times. If symptoms still persist, seek professional help.
There are three things you need for great radio. Milk, goat cheese, and wheat bread. Oh, wait. And wait, that's my grocery list. Which second best won't do.
The Vatican tightens nocturnal emission standards. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. The Vatican announced a new set of church laws today intended to reduce the amount of nocturnal emissions released from teenage polluters by nearly 50% over the next decade. According to Cardinal Antonio Bertoli, previous attempts to restrict nocturnal emission levels failed because they relied solely on self-policing.
Year after year, the worst polluters went unpunished, leaving others to clean up the mess.
To reduce emissions, males of ejaculatory age who fail to meet the new standards will be required to outfit their genitals with special catalytic converters. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
The year was 2004. Gas prices were under $2 a gallon. And America was enjoying the fifth season of The Sopranos.
Blah, 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 blah.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Yay.
Fail. Stop that. Go away. I said, stop that. Go away. I don't like that song. They don't know how that song even got on the computer.
I don't think I like this wall.
You don't like this wall?
Yes.
There's a wall that you have a problem with?
Yes.
Okay. In other news, moo. All right. Radio X is on the air live Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. 3-hour radio broadcast. And sometimes something happens watching TV or listening to the radio or hear something, see something, whatever else. And next thing you know, bam, we're live on the air. We're talking about it. Here's a story that happened when we were off the air.
Unfortunately.
And we're going to go into kind of what happened. By we, I mean she, because I was not there.
Well, I was at Kyle's
house. Hold on a second. Missy. Little Miss Sassy Pants just trying to run on through.
I'm trying to tell a story.
Okay.
Really?
Let's go back in time.
Okay.
You remember Wayne's World, don't you?
You're weird. You realize that, right? You're a very strange person. Anyways, I was at Kyle's house.
Here's your first mistake.
And we were watching Grey's Anatomy.
And mistake number two.
I like Grey's Anatomy now. And I don't know what I was going to say.
You're going to tell us what happened.
Oh, yeah. Kyle turned off the, like, I don't know what happened, but there was the episode was over or something, and Kyle turned off the TV. Not turned off the TV. Got up or something, and I glanced up. And
turn off the TV, stop.
I saw away, grab flashing
the
train, lights.
It's all the same thing. Flashing lights?
Yeah. Like, police flashing lights. So naturally, being in Pittsburgh, we decided to be nosy and figure out what's going on. And there was a cop car, two cop cars had a person pulled over right in front of Kyle's house. And they were searching the car and making the girl, who I assume was the driver, do a field sobriety test.
Wow.
So, at first we were like, oh, what's going on? Drug bust. Must be drug bust, because...
Yeah, tell me all the things you guys thought it might have possibly been.
They were searching through the car, so... they were searching the... vehicle, so we were like, well, that's gotta be what's going on. So we just watched for a while, and then another car shows up. It was a canine unit.
Oh, shit. Definitely a freaking drug thing, right?
Oh, that's what we thought. And then the climax of the story is the police got back in their car and drove away. And let the girl go. Yeah, pretty much.
That was the climax?
We were all excited, and then we were like, well, that kind of sucked.
That was the climax of the story?
Yeah, pretty much.
You know who tells good stories? Of all the people that have been on the show and all that. You know who used to tell good stories? Christy would tell good stories.
I don't have any good stories. I don't get out much.
Let me tell you how she would have told that story. Ready?
Yeah.
So, like, we're just watching TV, and, like, my boyfriend Brian, because, you know, I love him so much, and he's so great and awesome. So, we were watching TV, and it was like, oh, it's so cute. Oh, look, there's a puppy. So, oh, I'm sorry, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, there was, like, we're watching TV, and then I got up, and then I saw lights, and we're like, oh, my God, oh, my God. So, we went up there, we're, like, creeping over. We didn't really want to go and let them think that they could see us, because we didn't want to get shot or anything. So, we, like, looked out the window, and, like, oh, my God. And then there was, like, these cops there, and we were just like, what are we going to do? And Brian's like... I'm thirsty. So I was like, whatever. So then I kept looking and watching out the window, and then I, oh my God, Mom, will you stop? I'm on the air. I don't care about my laundry. I'll do it later. Okay, where was I? What should we be watching?
Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah. So, I was watching out the window after the show, and I'm looking at this whole thing, and I'm like, oh, my God. So, Brian came back with a drink, and he sat down. He's like, what do you care? It's probably just something stupid. I was like, no, look, there's another car there. Oh, my God, they got the puppies. Oh, no, they got the canine. Oh, this is great. It's going to be so awesome. And then the lady, she, like, was, like, so loud and stupid, and then they had a field test, and, like, she was walking the line, and, like, oh, my God, I was like, oh, my God, she's gonna, like, punch somebody. It was so great. And I was gonna find my camera so I can put it on YouTube, but it's an iPhone, so it sucks. So, anyway, Mom, stop! Okay. Okay, so, I went ahead and, like, what's so funny? Why are you laughing at me? Oh, my God. That's it. I swear I'm going to punch you. Okay, so, like, I looked out the window, and then all of a sudden they were gone, and this lady was driving away. I was so pissed off. And that's how Christy would have told that story.
That's hilarious.
Ha 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 ha!
What a douche.
Oh, shut up. We'll be back. It's the Radio X Show. To number 57.
57?
Yeah, I know. It's a short number. Anyway, you know about the iPhone 4S, which is unofficially turned itself to iPhone 5?
Yes.
You hear about this? That was so stupid. You go from iPhone 4 straight to iPhone 6. The 4S is kind of like... I guess this would make iPhone 4S the Windows, the iPhone equivalent to the Windows Millennium.
Yeah.
Anyway, according to the story over here, the iPhone 4S has a digital assistant, something called Siri.
Yes.
And apparently Siri has a lot of celebrity friends showing her off, but not everyone likes Siri.
Series in fact,
some have accused Siri as not being advertised, and one filed a lawsuit against her creator, Apple. Why? One of the commercials, I mean, you look at, you would think that this speech interpretation and recognition interface, which is where they get the SIRI for.
Yep.
It's meant to be taken seriously. According to one commercial with John Malkovich, he's sitting in the living room and he asks Siri for Linguica. Siri tells him there are 5 restaurants close to him that serve it. In another commercial, Samuel L. Jackson appears to be cooking in the kitchen. Really? He says, how many ounces in a cup? Siri says 8. But of course, he doesn't understand. She's not really understanding it. So then he goes ahead and pulls out a gun and says,
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
No. Should Siri really be taken seriously? Apparently, Malkovich asked Siri for a joke. She goes, 2 phones walk into a bar. I forget the rest. Frank Fazio, he's one person who does not find Siri funny or helpful, filing a federal class action lawsuit against Apple saying Siri commercials are fundamentally and designedly false and misleading. Apple filed a motion to dismiss. This means that the lawsuit, though, has legs. Looking over the lawsuit, a law professor, Megan Ryan at Southern Methodist University, said one of the major problems is that there isn't a whole lot of detail. The lawsuit claims Fazio asked Siri for directions to a certain place or to locate a store. Siri either did not understand what he was asking or, after a very, very, very long wait time, responded with the wrong answer. Ryan said it's hard to tell based on a complaint what Siri actually said. Was she close? Did she understand the speech? Was what was really the problem? She doesn't have an iPhone, so CBS 11, the local news, introduced her to their digital assistant. Ryan asked Siri, what is a class action? Siri replied, I found this meeting. Let's see here. Somebody more familiar with Siri might do better. So, the local news found Kyla Sinulke. Apparently, she's known Siri for quite some time. She has her own iPhone. She goes, anytime you need a hands-free device, Siri's kind of there. Kind of there for you. Quote, Kyle Segarra, not fond of Siri. Not advertised to be. He parted with Siri just after a week. Maybe Siri's better at locations. Segarra, standing in front of the Ravana Italian restaurant, asked Siri, Siri, I am close to a restaurant called Ravana. Siri responded, I'm checking your current location. I found a restaurant matching red. So then the news reporter, Carol Cavazos, started to have a little conversation with Siri. Cavazos, hello, Siri.
Hello.
Cavazos, so how are you? No, excuse me, she said, so who are you? Siri goes, I'm Siri. Cavazos says, and I quote, who's your daddy? Siri replies, you are. Now, can we get back to work? Cavazos says, tell me about the Siri lawsuit. So, Siri pulls up a Google page with links to various stories in the lawsuit. Cavazos says, are you being sued? Siri goes, I'm sorry, I'm afraid I can't answer that. She goes, I love you, Siri. Siri goes, you are the wind beneath my wings. Yeah. Siri, are you stupid? 42. Yeah, my friend, she has it on her phone.
Kyle does too.
We're at lunch. Me, her mom. Her mom works at the job. And I tell, ask her what the meaning of life is. She goes, "What is the meaning of life?" I go, 42. She goes, "The answer is 42. She goes, "What?" Not a Hitchhiker's Guide fan at all. I was very...
It's hilarious.
Anyway, we'll be back with some more crap and other stuff too. This is Kazoo Time!
Show with your own Radio X Show gear, only at the Radio X Show Shop Zone. All kinds of things are up for grabs: t-shirts, hoodies, clocks, mugs, stuff for the kids, and there's stuff for pets too. Just go to shopzone.radioxshow.com and get your gear today. Radio X.
Want a job that pays great, no pressure? Then become a United States Post Office employee. If you've been following the news, you know that right now the Post Office is a little worried about upsetting their employees. That means you'll sail right through your job interview.
Well, that's about all, Mr. Zuni. You got any hobbies?
Cleaning my guns.
And do you have any...
Stop asking so many questions!
Okay, you're hired.
And once you're on the job, it gets even better.
Hey, Zuni, you've been on this coffee break for almost an hour.
Can't you see I'm under a lot of pressure? Leave me alone!
Okay. Take another hour.
Get the job that puts you in charge. Remember, guns don't kill, postal workers do. A message from the NPWRA, the National Postal Workers Rifle Association.
Hey, scientists recently discovered radio waves from a distant corner of the galaxy. Let's listen in.
Well, that proves it. There's no intelligent life out there after all. With second best, it won't do.
A pony is lent to a dying girl. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. 8-year-old leukemia patient Madeline Porter realized the dream of her young life today when she was allowed to sit for just a few precious minutes on a borrowed pony in the parking lot of the Richland Children's Hospice Center. Madeline's father, Chuck Porter.
She's always dreamed of riding a pony of her own in a big old field of flowered grass. We couldn't manage that, but I haven't seen her this happy in a long time. I just hope she realizes, you know, we got to get that thing back by 2:30.
Shortly thereafter, the pony was loaded into a U-Haul and returned to its owner's stable. Meanwhile, alone in her hospice room, little Madeline succumbed to the cancer and died. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
It all began with the sound of a squeaky one-speaker AM radio.
We ditched that for a clunk of bulky 8-track. FM radio progresses, and sometimes it's even in stereo. Who cares?
Put that in your hash pipe and smoke it, you dumbass.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
John and Winters, Radio X.
Yay! All right, this is the program. We're on the air. We're having a good time. We're playing Parcheesi during the breaks. By the way, I'm winning. Just saying. But yeah, movie spotlight coming up in just a few minutes. But before we do any of that, I have to let you know how awesome I am. I am awesome. I am awesome. I am awesome. That's it.
Okay.
What, you want details?
Yes. The Radio X story of the week.
Number 3. All right, let's go to the number 3 story of the week. We're counting them down all the way up to number 87. Massachusetts man arrested Friday after allegedly threw a pair of jeans into his girlfriend's face after an argument. The incident took place when the couple were in the victim's car. They watched the Celtics lose Game 6 of the NBA Conference Finals to the Miami Heat. The defendant, John McGinnis, was reportedly enraged after his girlfriend had received a text message from a male friend. They argued until the victim dropped McGinnis off at his home. That's not where it ended. He sent a text message to his 21-year-old girlfriend from his home. He threatened to throw a $200 pair of jeans outside. Her jeans, of course. In response, she went right back to the house. You ain't throwing my clothes out the window. She found him there, standing on his lawn with a pair of jeans.
Yes. And?
He forced down the window of his girlfriend's car, took her cell phone, so now she had to get out the car. So now she's chasing him around and he throws her jeans in her face. Huh. Oh, did I forget to mention the jeans were doused in wasabi sauce?
Ow!
Yeah!
Ow!
Stuff there.
Ow!
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Wasabi with you. Wasabi with you! I got no face. That's wasabi. He, by the way, is being charged with domestic assault and battery assault. That's according to the Boston Globe. Surprise, surprise. That's what you get for being a Celtics fan. What are we doing? Oh, crap. Did I mention what we're doing? Did I tell you we're doing a Hollywood Report?
No.
No. Did I tell you we're doing news headlines?
No.
What did I tell you we're doing?
The brakes. I don't know.
What's after that?
What's after what?
The break.
Spotlight.
There we go. We'll be back. Where? When?
Right after this. On Radio X Show. Radio X.
John, this is Clay. I'm stuck in traffic on the Florida, not even the Florida Turnpike. I'm on 75, about to go on the Florida Turnpike, trying to get back to South Florida. Been stuck in traffic for 3 hours, and I was flipping through Mizzou, and I found an old Radio X show. So, thank you, sir.
The Radio X show. If you can't listen live, then download the show at RadioXShow.com.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit. Come meet bugs and birds. You may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The silly you. The curious you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Radio X!
Yeah, no, that's too slow. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, that's too late. That's sorry. Oh, here we go.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and aeroplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Churn world. Serve its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up an ox. Speak grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High choir and a fire. Representing 7 games in a government for hire. The fury's beating down your neck. Team by team reporters battle Trump, Kevin Kraft. Look at that, no plane, fine, then. Uh-oh, overflow, population common food. But it'll do, save yourself, serve yourself. World serve its own needs, listen to your heartbeat. Dummy with the rapture and the rabbit in the right. Right, you patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, bright. Like feeling, pretty sight. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world. Slice and burn, return, listen to yourself churn. Locking in, uniform and book burning, blood letting. Every motive escalate, automotive centering. Light a candle, light a motor, step down, watch your heel crush, crush. Uh-oh, this means no fear, cavalier, renegade, steer clear. Tournament, a tournament, a tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world. By Mountain Sid in a line, Leonard Bernstein, Leonette, Brezhnev, Lenny Bruce, and Lester Bang, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, you symbiotic, patriotic, slam, button that. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. It's the end of the world as we know it.
yourself a... Grab your help a... Grab a dab bleh. Grab yourself... Hey, grab yourself.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Yay. Radio X, John and Winters.
So much enthusiasm.
What? I know.
So much enthusiasm. Any more enthusiasm, you'd be a pallbearer.
That was a good one.
Thank you. I wrote it myself in the bathroom 2 days ago. Anticipated this moment today.
Okay.
You believe me?
Yes. I
good.
Do.
Good. Okay, you're an idiot. No.
Thanks.
It's time for fun.
Movie Spotlight.
Almost.
Yeah.
Before we do that, we're going to do the box office.
The box office.
Yeah, we're going to do something a little bit different this time.
We're going to do something a little different?
Yeah, I think we're going to do something a little bit different.
Okay. A little bit different.
I don't know if you're ready for it.
I'm going to read it.
You're going to read it?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, with the box office report, here's...
Me. Are you fucking kidding me?
Started from five, work your way up.
Number five.
Number five.
What's coming at $11 million was the Avengers.
Yay.
Four. Men in Black 3 at $3.8 million.
Okay.
Number three was Snow White and the Huntsman at $23 million.
Mm, okay.
Number two, Prometheus at $51
million. Uh-huh.
I thought that would do better. And number one, Madagascar 3, making $60 million.
Because people want to go to that Afro circus.
Apparently. I thought Prometheus would do better.
I thought it would.
When I tried to explain to Kyle what it is about, like I was like, Prometheus comes out, and he's like, is that the one where in the trailer there's a really high-pitched screaming, like, buzzing noise? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, that's the only reason I want to see this. And I'm like, me too!
You know, it's like, the best way to describe this movie in, like, 10 seconds or less... Let me think. Hold on. Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the 1975 movie Alien meets the 2007 TV adaptation of Star Trek Enterprise. Season 3.
All right. I can see that.
Crazy aliens that want to take over the world. That's really it. How awesome was that? I rock. Just telling you. And with that, friends, it's time for that movie spotlight.
Yay. Real movies, fake reviews. It's the Radio X movie spotlight.
Alright, so with the movie spotlight, here's what we do. If we like it, we give it the thumbs up. If we don't like it,
give it the finger.
It's the Radio X Movie Spotlight. We got two movies coming out this week. One with a crazy psychotic person, and the other one with Adam Sandler. I don't know. All right, ready? Pick one. A or B?
B.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this. Hold on. How do I do this here? This is Rock of Ages.
Bourbon Room, Stacy Jacks.
This place is about to become a sea of sweat, ear-shattery music, and puke. So start drinking now.
Okay. No. Now go.
Your first album gave birth to some of rock's greatest anthems. What's it like to be the Stacy Jacks?
Stacy, you made it.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Now this is Hey, Man.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be Stacy Jacks.
You're a singer, and you have real talent.
That stage is a pedestal. When you're up there, you're untouchable.
This club is totally out of control.
Our whole existence is riding on Stacy Jacks.
We're gonna shut them down.
Oh my God, I just threw up. Where? In my pants. Oh.
Love, go after. I can guarantee you something more cool. Fame.
If you want to get respect, you got to take that stage.
He gives until it hurts.
Interesting.
It Part of me says I'm interested.
Yeah.
And part of me says that I can't imagine it being that great. If I want to, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of watching a musical on the movies.
Uh-huh.
It's just, I don't know, it's weird to me.
I don't know.
Finger.
Yeah, finger.
Next. That's my boy.
All right, everybody. The fact that this has resulted in a pregnancy leaves me no choice but to levy the maximum penalty.
Take care of our baby, Donnie!
Dumbass.
So what'd the IRS say?
You haven't paid taxes since 94, Donnie.
I'm going to prison if I don't get 43 large.
Holy cow, that's my boy.
He moved out when he turned 18. I haven't seen him since.
He is one of the youngest hedge fund managers in the financial industry.
Maybe your son can help you.
Todd, your old man is here.
Donnie, what are you doing here?
What type of guy would miss his son's wedding?
You were basically the worst parent ever.
I was awesome.
You let me eat cake and lollipops for breakfast every day.
That's what you asked for.
You're supposed to say no.
I didn't know what I was doing. I was 13, 14 years old.
You know what I remember? Is me having to drive you home because you were too drunk.
Somebody's hammered. They have another guy drive home.
I was 8.
You drove like a champ, too.
Huh?
Give me another chance. Get to know me a little bit.
You guys have fun at the bachelor party.
This is gonna be awesome!
Don't
don't forget, you're going to go to prison on Tuesday. You have got to get that money.
Actually, just trying to be your dad right now.
You wear a bathing suit in the shower?
Can't even take my shirt off in front of other people.
What did I do this day?
Let me jog your memory.
The new kids on the block! Their heads are all warped now!
Yeah, it's because I got it when I was in third grade. My body grew.
You suck.
That's my boy!
Ever since you showed up, Todd's been acting like a different person.
John, you all set, buddy?
Please don't hit us. Please don't hit us.
Here we go, big man! Oh. You all right, gay? Throw it in there, homie!
I think the ball's broken!
Throw it, you big vagina! Do it!
Oh. On a rope!
Must I again explain my disdain for Adam Sandler?
No, you must not.
Finger. No, fuck it. Give me the whole goddamn fist.
Finger.
Yeah. I am so interested in seeing anything. You know what I'm more interested in seeing than that movie?
Your own death.
Anything. I'm interested in seeing my bowels. More than I am in that movie.
Ew. Yeah, that's pretty much how I feel.
Yeah. So no, sorry, Adam Sandler. Bye. Alright, we'll be back with, holy crap, we're almost done with this show.
Woo!
Fiesta time. Radio X.
Are you following the show on Twitter? Why not? It's real simple. Just go to twitter.com/RadioXShow and follow us. With show updates, other fun anecdotes, and more, follow us at twitter.com/RadioXShow today.
Hello, and welcome to the Burger Barn.
No, I still understand you. Let's try it again.
Okay. Hello, welcome to the Burger Barn.
Much better.
This now, man is learning how to become a professional intercom announcer. Yes, there are hundreds of immediate openings for annoying and inarticulate people just like you. And after just 6 short weeks at the School of Intercom Announcing, you too will be ready to frustrate thousands. We'll teach you how to blow into a microphone, how to obscure key words in important announcements.
This is the final morning call for singing, bottle score, butterfly, and go.
With your PA degree from SIA, you'll be on your way to low-paying jobs in discount stores, malls, airports, even restaurants. The School of Intercom Announcing. Just dial 1-800-244-6363 today.
Radio X.
For peace, prosperity, and kindness to one another. This ain't it.
Radio X.
The Kentucky legislature bans gay pet weddings. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Kentucky lawmakers dealt a harsh blow to same-sex pet advocates today as they unanimously voted to outlaw gay pet weddings. Republican State Senator John Westwood vowed to protect the tradition of pet marriage in the bluegrass state.
Pet marriage is a sacred bond between a male dog and a female dog, and that's just the way it is. That's the way it's always been.
Disappointed activists advise owners of gay pets still determined to be married to travel to Vermont, where all manner of depraved coupling somehow remains legal. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
More fun than Naked Crisco Twister.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Radio X Show with John and Winters.
You're dork.
I was... No, literally, I don't know what is wrong with me, but every time, like, the music starts, like, the cue music starts, kind of, like, I just sit there thinking, there's something I should be doing right now. And then it takes usually 5 to 10 seconds for me to realize what it is that I should be doing. One of these days, I'll get it right. I promise.
So, how you doing?
I need advice.
You need advice. I suppose we can dish some advice out. What can we do? Let's open up. Hold on. Give me a nickel.
I don't have a nickel, I have a dime.
I'll take a dime.
Okay, you can have the dime.
Alright. So, what's up?
So, hypothetically speaking...
Hypothetically, of course.
This is all hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
If someone had a friend who was dating a girl that did not exist... What should that person do about said friend?
Wait a second. You've got a guy friend who's dating a girl who doesn't exist.
Completely hypothetical, of course, but yes.
Hypothetically, is it Kyle?
No.
Okay. Because I could see that from Kyle. You're thinking, can I? Anyway, where were we? Okay, so your hypothetical friend has a hypothetical girlfriend that doesn't exist.
Yes.
And you want to know what to do about it.
Yes.
What can you do about it?
I don't know, but I want to help.
Is the hypothetical girl you?
No, the hypothetical girl is not me.
No.
The hypothetical girl is... a hypothetical girl that does not exist. Period.
Right, but it's like, is it like, oh, in my mind, that's Whitney?
I don't know, and I hope not.
Where do you hypothetically know this hypothetical guy? Hypothetically.
What? How do I know him?
Hypothetically.
We were friends in high school.
Alright, hypothetical. How long have they been hypothetically dating?
Give me a second. Since.
Oh my god. What do you got, like a freaking compass and a calculator?
No, I just need to see when the Facebook profile was created.
Wait. Hypothetical boy created a fake profile for the girl? Or is it just a real girl and you just don't believe it, she exists?
September of 2011.
Is this not a real girl? You just like, yeah, no, there's no way this girl's real?
Well, we'll put it this way. This girl has a Facebook page. She has 4 photos of her and 3 photos of the place that she lives. And, okay, so of the 4 photos of her, the first one is from a Christian, it's from some OK Friends, it's a Colorado-based faith group. It's from their website. The second picture is of Brazilian supermodel Leah T, who is actually not even a woman. The third one is of a UNC women's frisbee player from a blog post on the UNC website. And the fourth one is a picture from the UQ Ultimate Frisbee Club.
Now, I got a question.
The three pictures of where she lives
are from... Wait, hold on. Of these 4 people, do they at least look the same?
Yeah, they do look vaguely similar.
Okay.
Of the 3 photos from the places that she lives, 2 are from Wikipedia, and 1 is from the top 10 places to visit in the city page. This girl has several friends on Facebook, none of whom are mutual friends of any of us. She also has an entire family, complete with Facebook profiles, all created on the same days as hers, with no pictures. And no friends.
All of this is hypothetical, though.
All this is hypothetical, of course. And...
So hypothetically, which one of your friends is this? Hypothetically.
Hypothetically, I'm not saying.
Hypothetically, tell me anyway.
I would tell you, but I won't tell you on air. Put it that way.
Okay.
This is one of my very, very good friends.
I think I have an idea, but I'm not going to say anything. So I don't want to...
I sent you a message.
I do want to blow up your spot, but I don't want to make it like, oh, look, here's what we're doing.
I sent it to you. I don't know if you got it.
So, hypothetically, of course. The blank one, not the blank one.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but not the, okay. So it's not the blank one. Okay.
No.
It's the other blank one. Okay.
But I don't know what to do. Because it's really awkward. And it's obviously not healthy. And... Yeah.
No, it's not, but...
What can you do about it?
You need to tell blank that... That person doesn't exist.
Okay. And that helps how?
Or you need to blow up their shit and say, hey. And then just post the pictures yourself with the, like, from where they're really from.
Oh, I already have one. I made it.
No, what I'm saying is, like, post the pictures somewhere. From, like, take a screen cap of every website pictures from.
That's what I did.
And post it on his page. Post it on her page. Which is probably his page, too. Apparently.
And, like...
I don't get it.
It just
took me a
ton of bricks, because this girl... Apparently, they went to school together, and then she moved to this city that she's now living in, apparently. And as I'm watching one of our favorite TV shows the other night, which is also set in this city that she moved to, I realized that's why she moved to that city.
I kind of want to know what city that is.
TV shows.
Anyway, yeah, blow up that person's shit. And, oh gee, look at this. Oh, there's a shock. Yeah, so I would just basically say, you suck and you're a horrible person and you deserve to be burned in a fire. But not the same fire with Kyle. This one's real. Although, how do you burn someone who doesn't...
How do you say something like that to one of your best friends who's clearly depressed and clearly going through some kind of psychotic break?
All right, you really want to know the truth? You want to know how to do it? Here's how you do it. You get blank a hooker. You and your friends get some money, chip in, and get blank laid. I think that'll do it. I mean, that may not do it, but that may kind of be like, damn. Be like, listen, we know that blank and blank is not real. We don't know why you've created blank and blank, but here you go. Have fun.
That could be
the end.
Yeah, that could be end badly. We're going to do something about it.
What are you going to do about it, then?
We don't know. But it's going to be...
I'm telling you, get him a hooker.
We're going to be holding an intervention.
Hooker! Get him a...
I'm not buying a hooker!
Do the intervention and get him a hooker. This way, if he hates your guts, at least he gets laid and he doesn't care anymore. Hooker. Trust me. I'm a doctor.
Okay, I trust you.
We're counting them down.
The Radio X Story of the Week.
Number two.
All right, time for Story of the Week. Story of the Week time, brought to you by the letter K. We are at number two, counting them down to number one.
I want justice.
And we did a Walmart story. Guess what? Hold on, shut up a second. We did one Walmart story. Guess what? We've got another one. A 24-year-old male from New York hit critically injured by his own getaway vehicle as he tried to leave a Walmart. This is over in West Virginia. Is it West? No, Southern Virginia. Sorry. Can't read my handwriting. He just tried to rob the place. He got hit by his own car. He was thwarted in his robbery before even leaving the store near Dullstown Center, where he, he tried to make off with some blue jean earbuds. Employees retrieved the merchandise, of course. Things got worse when he called the sheriff's office. Said the man walked toward the parking lot, entered the driver's side of a 94 Ford F-50 truck. As he was driving off, the truck's muffler dislodged, according to the report. So he pulled behind the store, stopped the truck, exited the truck in order to fix the muffler. The guy under the truck said, "All right, move forward." He did. Went a little too much, knocked him down.
Oopsies.
Yeah. Injured man got back into the truck, drove for a short while, but then called rescue personnel. He's now in the hospital, remains in serious condition. Name not released. Why? Walmart declined to prosecute.
Huh.
And that, my friends, is your number two story of the week. You know what's up next?
No.
Me neither.
The end of it all.
It's a time warp. That's what it is.
It's astounding.
Yeah.
Time is
fleeting. It is astounding.
Madness.
Yeah.
Takes its toll.
Uh-huh.
But listen closely.
It does.
Really?
Not for very much longer.
Yeah, listen.
Okay.
I've got to keep control.
Well, keep
overrated.
That control.
Doing the time war.
You know how to do the time warp?
Yes.
Because, you know, the song comes with instructions.
Yes, it does.
In fact, here it comes right now. Ready?
It's just a jump to the next.
All right, pay attention. See?
With your hands on your hips.
All right, enough with this. I'm done.
World that you love the show with the Radio X Show fan sign. What better way of showing your devotion to us than by writing on yourself? Grab a marker, write Radio X Show on yourself, take a picture, and send it to the show. Just email John at RadioXShow.com and we'll post the salute on the website.
Radio X!
And it's been a while since I can stand on
interested, and it's been a while since I can say I love myself as well.
I got a question for you. If, and this is on the same lines of advice, if you have a friend who you, let's say, cares for you, or you care for them, and you guys have been through good and bad together, you guys have rode each other out, helped each other out through your worst times, and you've been there back and forth for years.
Uh-huh.
Hang on, let me think about this. How do I say this here? And let's say they give you advice.
Okay.
And you don't listen to it. You don't like it, or you're not really comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Or, and let's say this happens over and over.
Okay.
Should you be concerned when after you keep not talking to them about what, you know, it's like, hey, you know, you got the advice, you're doing this, you're doing that, the other thing, okay, fine. Should I be concerned if you just stop talking to me? Just thinking.
I think I would be.
You'd be concerned if I stopped talking to you?
Yeah.
If I gave you advice and you just kept doing your own thing over and over?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's very possible. Yeah.
Why? What about the other way around? Would you be frustrated that I wasn't listening to your advice?
I don't think I would be frustrated, because, I mean, that's one of the reasons I don't like to give advice, because people don't usually take it. But when you're proven time and time again
that you're right.
If they were, yeah, like, I think then maybe I would be a little frustrated.
Okay, just wondering. Hypothetically.
Hey, jabroni. Know your role and shut your mouth. Radio Candy.
A supermodel is really interested in meeting the creator of her fan website. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. A fan website created by Todd Gunderson of Naperville, Illinois, and dedicated to supermodel Tatiana Balik, has reportedly so impressed the slim, dark-eyed fashion queen that she now wants to meet the young man in person. After waiting years for a man capable of creating a comprehensive online tribute tour, Balak is delighted.
I think it is so hot that a total stranger would take such an interest in my modeling career. I feel a connection with Todd that I just don't get with all the rock stars and male models that I usually date.
Balak added that she would eventually like to stop by Gunderson's one-room apartment dressed in a bikini and just hang out for a while he works on the site. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
We have temporarily lost our mind. Please stand by.
John and Winters, it's the Radio X Show.
It's the Radio X Show with John and Winters.
And we're ready to wrap things up here. Are we at that point?
Yay! I guess we are. I just broke Skype.
Piece of paper tells me.
I just broke Skype.
No! Skype is broken.
Shit, what the hell did I do?
I don't know. What did you do?
I broke it.
I hear you. I don't think you broke it yet.
I fixed it.
Yay!
I'm dumb. I'm sorry.
All right, time for the number one story of the week.
Hello, Americans. This is
Yay!
Todd. Stand by for
the Radio X story of the week.
Number one. And here we go, the number one story of the week. Top dog here, riding like you ride when you're number one. You are the big bad booty, daddy. And, it's not really a story of the week as much as it is advice. The next time you try to break out of jail, make sure that your escape route doesn't lead to a courtroom. A Kentucky inmate, whose name was not released, had already gone to trial on Monday, but was being kept at a holding cell at the Jefferson County Courthouse at Louisville because he allegedly attacked a court official during the proceedings. Later that day, a deputy opened the door to retrieve another inmate from the same cell, as according to local TV, when the first inmate allegedly charged the door, shoving the deputy out of the way. The inmate and deputy staggered through the doorway and into a courtroom where a trial was currently in session. The inmate was able to bolt about 20 feet before he was tackled by court officials. One attorney also joined in on a pileup. This is according to the Daily Mail. The inmate, being charged with attempted escape and assault. Police have not released the man's name for the initial charges, why he was there in the first place. My guess, probably for being a douchebag. Because why would you try to escape? What happened if he had made it? Have you ever watched Breakout?
Yes.
Is that the name of the show?
Prison. You mean Prison Break?
Prison Break. There we go. Thank you. Have you ever watched Prison Break? They all got caught in the end. One of them died.
It's very true.
Oh, really? And, you know, one guy lost his arm. You don't want to do that. All right, with the closing show credits, here's the unprepared winners.
I am completely prepared.
All right, let's find out.
Make sure you get all of your official Radio X show gear from our online store and buy me something because I really want something and I don't care what it is. I will wear it and or use it if you buy it for me. You can do that at shopzone.radioxshow.com. Check out my website, witters.nu. That's WTTRS.NU. I don't know if, John, do you update your website?
I did it last week.
Check out John's website, which is rarely ever updated, but updated more often than mine at thedeadend.net. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RadioXShow, or follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/RadioXShow. I want to say special thanks to our affiliates, everyone who actually carries the show, even after the train wreck we provide week after week. I don't
send
understand.
Me a, you know what?
What's in
send
it?
Me a what? Disc.
What's in it
put
for them?
Put all your favorite CDs on there.
What?
Send me a disc. Put all your tracks on there. I'll play it there, Harry.
Yeah, we'll play your music. Just let us know what you want us to play.
No.
Radio X Show.
Burn it on a CD and send it to me.
Oh, that's fun.
1313 Mockingbird Lane.
Our website is powered by HostGator. Get your deals today. Just go to HostGator.com for more information or click the link on RadioXShow.com. That's the show, guys. We'll be next week. And remember, until then, hypothetical situations are like lying to your brain.
That's great. I love that line. I have no idea how else I'm going to use it, but I'm going to try to. That's a great thing. Great thing. I'm going to write it down and put it in my wallet. This way, if I ever need it,
pull it out.
Joke Master General. I don't think I'm just going to pull it out in the middle of nowhere, Whitney. Come on, I had some kind of act. What's wrong with you? Jesus Christ, you're such a pervert. Get me arrested. What's wrong with you?
Do you really want to get into that now?
Well, we're out of here. Good night, everyone.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.